Houston's Huddle is brought to you by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. Texans Huddle is also brought to you in part by Amegy Bank. Amegy Bank of Texas is proud to be the official bank of the Houston Texans. MD Anderson. MD Anderson, making cancer history. Texas Emergency Care Center. In network, in your neighborhood. In case of emergency, ready or not, we are. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, and your Houston Texans headed into New York 2-0 facing the 0-2 football Giants. The wrong team came away with the victory, Mark.
Patty, I didn't think that the 1972 Dolphins were sweating this thing out, that the Texans might go undefeated this year. So, yeah, they lost their first game of the year, and I think the biggest thing was they didn't stick to the script. Texans football 2014 under Bill O'Brien is about running the football, not turning it over, turn the opponent over, and that's the basic recipe, but they just didn't stick to it.
All right, well, let's delve much deeper into that a little bit later on, but first up, let's check out all the highlights and lowlights in this week's Texans Rewind.
Manning fakes the give, and Watt brings him down at the 25-yard line. A sack for J.J. Shane Leckler in the game. He's going to throw it. Passes right side, hits blue. 45, and he's out of bounds at the 49-yard line. Fake punt. Beautiful work by the former Aggie quarterback. And the Texans get a first down. Patrick fakes the give, and he airs it out long, and caught Johnson 5 into the end zone. Rock and roll, touchdown, Houston. Damaris Johnson with a touchdown reception. Three receivers, wide side right. Patrick gets the snap. He's going to scramble forward, dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Houston. Ryan gets the snap. He steps out to the right, and he slings it underneath for Grimes. Runs across the 35-30, 25-20, and he's down at the 20-yard line. Time will expire. It's over. The Texans lose their first of 2014.
And, Mark, looking at those highlights, I want to go a little bit further into one of those, and that was that DeAndre Hopkins catch that got called back, but really one of the greatest catches I've ever seen.
Yeah, our HCC play of the week, HCC start here, go anywhere. Unfortunately, that play didn't go anywhere because it was called back because of a penalty on DeAndre Hopkins, who caught the pass. One of the greatest catches you'll ever see any level, any league, any time in NFL history, but it didn't count, so we'll have to live with that.
Yeah, well, the amazing thing was is he caught another one like that in pregame warm-ups. I mean, the guy is just incredible. So at some point, they're gonna count.
Yeah, they will, and I think Hopkins is definitely an electric receiver. You have Andre Johnson, you have DeAndre Hopkins, you have a great 1-2 punch there. They can certainly use it. But the biggest punch was missing, and that was Arian Foster, Patty. Alfred Blue ran the football well, did a lot of good things with the rock. There's no doubt about it. Had that big 46-yard run in the second half, part of a touchdown drive of the Texans that actually cut the lead to 7 deep into the third quarter, early fourth, but they could not hang on to the lead. They scored one more touchdown in garbage time, and they had to live with the loss. But Blue is good. Foster, you need him.
Yeah, well, of course, nobody really knew until that morning that Arian was not good to go. And, in fact, earlier this week I had a chance to catch up with him, talk about when he realized he wasn't good to go and what his prognosis is for Buffalo. I know you were limited last week. At what point or what sort of led to the final decision not to play yesterday?
Just being smart about it. Understanding that the season is young and you don't want to do anything that'll, jeopardize a large amount of your season.
Just your thoughts on how Alfred, I talked to him after the game. He told me you gave him a few words of encouragement, tell him to play the game that he knows. Just your thoughts on how he executed yesterday.
I thought he played well, man. Carrying the load as a young cat, could probably be intimidating, and especially on the road. He played very well. I was proud of him.
What was it, as you're sitting there on the sidelines kind of watching the game, what was it that you thought was really kind of different from how you guys have executed these first games and not coming away a little more successful?
I mean, we just didn't execute as an offense. We got to stay on course, not getting bad situations, stay in manageable third downs, and I feel like we'll be okay as an offense. But it's just, you know, we shot ourselves a lot in the foot.
Well, and not trying to look back at all, but what do you tell these young guys, you know, as far as not just putting it, everybody's going to have a bad game or the team's not going to win every game, but just to put it behind you and kind of move on to the next one?
I mean, well, that's life. It's football and that's life. It's, you know, things happen and, you know, sometimes you take L's, especially in the NFL. The other team gets paid as well to do their job. And, you know, sometimes they get the best of you. But the best thing for you and the team is just to put it behind you and focus on the next one. The next game is always the most important one.
And while Arian is hoping to get back out on the field and get the running game going for the Houston Texans, boy, the Giants had no problem with their running a game against the Texans.
Well, that's a huge problem, Patty. The Texans cannot give up yards like that on the ground. My gosh, Eli Manning, he's been struggling the last couple of years, and the way to get to him is stop the running game and get your pass rush after him. They couldn't do it because they were getting bludgeoned on the ground, and Bill O'Brien knows it's unacceptable. Rashad Jennings, over 170 yards, my gosh. And this week, they got a big challenge. I know we're going to get to that later, but they've got to be able to be better against opponents' ground attacks. Otherwise, this could be a tough season.
All right, well, we will get to that a little bit later on in the show. Right now, we have to take our first time out, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll visit with Justin Tuggle. Stay with us.